Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on this Saturday morning. I'm Mark Purcell. On the phone with me is Josh Knights. He's the executive director of the Nature Conservancy's Ohio program. Now, Monday is Earth Day, but all month here for Earth Month, the Nature Conservancy has created a challenge designed to encourage appreciation for the entire planet, including some of Ohio's beloved natural areas. And that's what Josh is here to talk about this morning. Good morning, Josh, and welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on the show.
For those who don't know, please explain the mission of the Nature Conservancy.
I'd be happy to. So the mission of the Nature Conservancy is to protect the lands and waters that we all need to survive. The Conservancy has been in existence for over 60 years, and many people know us because of natural preserves, state parks, and other beautiful natural areas that the Nature Conservancy has helped preserve by acquiring the land needed to set those special places aside. But more recently, we've gotten involved in newer ways and newer strategies of helping to conserve places, working on programs like the very popular Clean Ohio Fund that makes money available for metro parks and other local government agencies to acquire land, working on good common sense regulations and public policy that's informed with the best science to make sure that our natural assets are well protected. And throughout it all, the Nature Conservancy is known for being very pragmatic and working with different sectors of society to try to develop these solutions. And so we're very pleased to be able to offer the promotion this year, which is another way of supporting conservation, and that is introducing more Ohioans to some of the wonderful places that we have here in the state.
Yeah, the natural treasures of Ohio, and we'll highlight a couple in just a minute. But I wanted to, as I was looking at the list, there are, what, some 30 natural treasures of Ohio sites, I think, that you have for this Take the Planet Out to Lunch picnic for the Earth movement that you have going on this month. And you mentioned metro parks. Explain what a metro park is.
Well, a metro park is a park system that serves a limited geography. It could be a county. It could be closer to a city. They're a special type of administrative unit set up in Ohio, and they are some of our most dynamic leaders in terms of conservation around the state. You've got a wonderful park system, Hamilton County Park District, that serves the people of Greater Cincinnati area down there that has been doing great work. And being a native Cincinnatian, I grew up visiting many of the parks, especially Winton Woods, which is close to my childhood home. Mm-hmm. So they're a fantastic partner in this type of an endeavor. And we wanted to feature some of the places that they have helped conserve. These natural treasures are not just Nature Conservancy, nature preserves. They include partner places as well, such as some of the fantastic parks around the state.
Well, you have this Take the Planet Out to Lunch that you're pushing, a kind of a promotion to get folks out to the natural treasures of Ohio. But how is the movement for conserving some of these natural beauties going? What is the state of the Nature Conservancy here in Ohio right now?
We have some fantastic landscapes here in Ohio. I think when people think of conservation, their mind might immediately go to big, iconic landscapes like the Rocky Mountains or like the Everglades. And here in Ohio, we have one of the most diverse sets of landscapes anywhere. Ohio is at the crossroads of the Great Plains, the Appalachian Forest, the Great Lakes. And so as a result, you get little examples of all sorts of wonderful landscapes that are, frankly, among the most scenic on the planet. And what we wanted to do was showcase those places as part of our Picnic for Earth, which is running this entire month. It'll end April 30th. So you don't have to hit it exactly on Earth Day. You could visit afterwards or before.
Or go today, yes.
Or go today, exactly. And so what we want to make sure that people do is to pack a picnic, bring some friends or family along, get out to these places, take a photo of themselves next to the designated landmark, and they can find that on our website. And there's a profile for each of these different places. It gives a list of activities, fun things you can do while you're out there, but also, very importantly, it mentions a designated landmark because you have to prove that you actually visited that site. So photograph yourself in front of the landmark, and when you upload that photo to the website, you'll be automatically entered to win some fun prizes.
Indeed, some nice gift certificates to for some outdoor gear and apparel from a new company here in Cincinnati. And this is all part of a challenge that supports Picnic for Earth, which is, it's in its third year, an annual global picnic. Well, what exactly is Picnic for Earth?
Picnic for Earth is the Nature Conservancy's attempt to combine several things that people love, certainly family, friends, good food, and so much of what we depend on. In fact, arguably everything that we depend on in some way goes back to this planet that we live on. So the thought is to combine all these things and take the Earth out to lunch. Go visit these places. Get to experience them with good companionship and good food. And our hope is that people will, by learning that these places are here in our state, in some cases right in their backyard, that they will be more willing to stand up and help us and other organizations protect them.
And it's all about the environmental challenges we face as we live on this beautiful planet. And I noticed on the website, which everyone can find a link to through our website, wvxu.org, that you have a calculator to try to reduce your carbon footprint when you go and visit one of these natural treasures.
That's right. One of the big challenges that conservation faces, and frankly all of us face, is the issue of climate change. And so many people who participated in last year's Natural Treasures Challenge let us know that they want to make sure that there are ways that they can, as they're traveling around going to these places, minimize their footprint. And so there is a carbon calculator for those that are so inclined to offset their carbon emissions as they travel to one place or the other.
I noticed as I was looking at the list of places that you have for the natural treasures, there's some, you mentioned right here in Cincinnati, Ault Park and Mount Airy Forest, two very popular parks, but there's also ones that people might not be familiar with, the Charleston Falls Preserve.
Yes, that's up near Dayton. And what we did, Mark, is that we wanted to select sites that showcased different types of habitats or features that are found here in Ohio. We wanted to make sure that in each of the areas that there were enough places that were accessible to to the large metropolitan areas. And finally, we wanted to make sure that there were enough sites that were accessible to people with special needs. So you'll find 50% of the sites that are selected are accessible to Americans with disabilities.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning, Josh, and a great effort to celebrate our natural treasures here in Ohio, because as you mentioned, we have quite a few. So thanks for your work there with the Nature Conservancy.
It's our pleasure. And one last thing, Mark, as a quick note, I'll be down today at the Cincinnati Earth Day at Sawyer Point. The Nature Conservancy is one of the sponsors of that great event. We're there from noon until 5. There's a lot of great activities going on, and we encourage all of your listeners to come down and join us and have some fun today.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Big celebration here in Cincinnati for Earth Day. Earth Day, of course, officially Monday, but you can celebrate at Sawyer Point today between noon and 5, as Josh mentioned. Find out more about that at our website and a link to the Nature Conservancy site and the Natural Treasures of Ohio competition at wvxu.org. And a lot of fun to be had outside, and step out and enjoy it.